Oh, dear.
Eh?
Oh, dear, dear.
What?
Oh, dearie, dearie, dearie me.
What?
Please don't shout. I'm in a very tender and delicate state. Somewhere in the oceans of the world, there are happy goldfish, carefree goldfish, goldfish with a smile on their face and a song in their heart, goldfish who are at peace with themselves, content with their lot, happy to go
on. Yes, 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 get on with it. Get to the bloody point.
The point is, I am not one of these goldfish. I'm a sad goldfish. A blubbing up goldfish. A big fat teardrop rolling down my cheek.
You'll be a dead goldfish if you don't get to the point. Why are you so upset?
Susan, she's just rolled in. Been out all night again.
Well, will you look at the state of that?
The Goldfish Bowl by Sean Prendergast. Episode 7.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear.
That's what I said.
What a state for a pregnant woman to get herself into.
She looks sad. She looks lonely.
She looks rough as a badger's arse.
Oh. Still no message from work. Bloody answer phones. In the old days, at least you didn't know nobody had called you. God, I feel like death. Morning, Anton. Morning, Liam. Right. Here's your fish flakes. I expect that's the last thing you need. Some rattled old slapper peering at you. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, boys, but this is the best I can do. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm afraid it's hair of the dog time. Lovely.
Oh, no, Susan! Not vodka for breakfast! Not when you're pregnant!
If she keeps drinking at this rate, she'll reverse the Russian economy.
I suppose her heart's broken.
Her liver will be stuffed as well if she's not careful.
Poor girl.
Poor? She'll be bloody destitute if she keeps this up.
You've got to feel sorry for her.
What about us? She hasn't changed our water in a week. It's like swimming through pea and ham soup. Any more of this, we'll need bloody windscreen wipers on the side of the bowl.
She's depressed and lonely.
I'm not surprised. Did you catch her breath? She smells like a burnt-out off-license.
Still, Martin's coming round tonight.
That's all we need. Those two screaming at each other till the small hours.
I still think they've got a chance of getting back together.
That's because you are a true romantic, Liam. If you were a human and you had a bedroom, you'd have teddy bears everywhere, a crocheted bag for your gym jams, and a big poster of a gorilla scratching its arse with the words, "I'm no good till I've had my coffee," plastered across the top.
Sounds lovely. I think it's important to bear in mind that the world is basically a scrummy place.
Well, for the rest of us, there are other things to think of.
Like what?
War, famine, violence, crime, avarice, greed, immorality, and the Eurovision Song Contest. And that's just for starters.
Oh, I like that one. The Song Contest.
Yes, you would, wouldn't you?
Though I have to say, in all modesty, that I think I can do better. I'm working on one at the moment.
Are you really?
Yes. Do you want to hear it?
No, I do not.
Please. I could do with the help. Please, please, please. Please, please, pretty pink, please, with gold stars on.
All right, if it'll shut you up, let's have it.
Oh, Susan and Martin, you've fallen out of love, and each of you thinks the other one's a git. But there's another way of looking at it. Remember, it's a lovely world full of nice things, and when I see the flowers and sky, it makes a lovely warm feeling inside my tummy. It's as sweet as honey that's been made by bees that all are happy and hummy, and it's yummy. There's a smile in my heart and it's sealed with a kiss, so the sadness won't get in. Now I'm stuck.
Because when push comes to shove, you're a sentimental cretin.
That's good.
Oh, hello. She's had her hair done. The lot.
Right, okay, I think that's everything. Wine's been opened to breathe. Not that Martin would notice the difference. He wouldn't know a decent bottle of wine if you hit him over the head with it, which I may well do. Oh, yes, a quick blast of air freshener.
Oh, no. No, please, not the bloody air freshener. Don't you realise how sensitive we are to smell? Oh, that is disgusting.
I think it's lovely.
Yes, but you're a bloody pillock.
It's all lemony and zesty and tingly and spingly and spangly. Listen, I hear birdsong. Hello, little birdies, and tweet, tweet to you too. In my mind's eye, I'm running through woods with my lover.
Your lover, did you say?
She's an exotic fish, a calico pearl scale, and the rightful heir to an aristocratic fortune. You must go back, my love. There's no future for us.
Oh, Liam, I never want to leave you.
You must, my love. Look at you. You're aristocratic, stylish, suave, a fish who turns heads and makes bescaled hearts beat even faster. And what am I? I'm a guppy, a nobody. Oh, it's true, I have a streak of gypsy blood in my wild and untamed soul, a wicked glint in my eye.
And a string of poo dangling off your arse.
Thank you, Anton. But there's no future for us.
Oh, Liam, I will never forget you.
Neither will I forget you, my dear. Especially when the air is fresh and sweet and tangy and zesty and sparkling and tingly and spingly and spangly. Spingly, spangly, spingly, spangly, spingly, spangly.
Spingly and bloody spangly? What planet are you on? It smells like a cross between a tart's handbag and a granny's bog. So, how long have you had this fantasy about a calico pearl scale?
We all have dreams, Anton.
We certainly do. But we don't all snog fish in them.
What? Well, what do you dream about, then?
My latest one involves Ulrika Johnson, a punnet of strawberries and a threshing machine. Oh, hello. He's early. Look at him. Like a lamb to the slaughter. Hi.
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Right.
And these are for you.
Oh, they smell lovely.
I'm surprised you can smell anything in here.
What?
A bit heavy on the air freshener.
He's got a cheek. Have you checked out his aftershave? What did he put it on with? A catapult?
He's made an effort, bless him. He wants to make amends for past indiscretions and find happiness again. He wants a soulmate.
He wants a shagmate.
Right, do you want a drink?
If you're having one.
Well, I've been restricting myself to one glass of wine a day.
When it comes to sheer bare-faced lying, she's second to none. When the baby's born, they're not going to smack it on the arse. They're going to breathalyze it.
Well, he believes her. Look, they're holding hands.
What a mug.
You want to show a bit of loyalty, mate? She owns you.
Loyalty? We're pets, Liam. We're slaves. I'm very fond of Susan, but I have no illusions about her.
You can be very cynical at times.
I have my reasons.
What reasons?
I don't want to talk about it.
Come on. Speak to me. Fish to fish.
It was a long time ago. But I remember it like it was yesterday. The sky was grey and she wore blue. We'd been swimming round together for months in a large tank in a pet shop called Barry's.
Oh, Anton, I love you. I've always loved you. I can't bear the thought that someone will come in here and buy us and separate us for the rest of our lives.
Well, it's going to happen, so you better get used to the idea.
Oh, Anton.
Take it easy, sweetness. It doesn't take much to see that the problems of two little fish don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. When the big scoop comes and plucks you away, it'll be just one more right hook to the jawbone of life.
Oh, Anton.
Remember, we'll always have Barry's. Here's looking at you, Card.
What happened? Susan happened. That's what happened. One day I was in paradise. Next I was in a plastic bag in a bedsit in Swiss Cottage. She dumped me in a tank and I rotted there for 6 whole years.
In the slammer, just like Burt Lancaster. I can see it now, Anton. The fishman of Alcatraz.
What did you do?
The first 6 months were solitary, but hell, I could survive that. Then the nightmare really began. I woke up one morning to find myself fin to fin with a black-footed clownfish.
A clownfish? That sounds cheerful.
That's what you think.
Here's one for you. Comedy is an attempt to make sense of the existential nightmare that is at the heart of existence and to keep at bay the nameless horrors which lurk shrouded in the mists of the dark night of the soul. Boom, boom.
What was he talking about?
Who knows? Who cares? He was the worst clown you ever saw. What a nightmare.
How long did this go on?
6 months. And then it got worse.
How?
She bought another one. An anemone clownfish.
All right, mate, all right. What's black and white and noisy? A zebra with a drum kit. What kind of lights did Noah have on the ark? Floodlights? What did the little chimney say to the big chimney? Oh, you much too young to smoke.
He was bionic, this bloke. You couldn't shut him up. He told the nun in the bath, the nun in the vegetable patch, the vicar and the choir boy and the frog, the two gay Geordies fed to the lions, and John Wayne riding across the Tyne Bridge and Julie Andrews in Jarrow. He told the logic gag and the luckiest man in the world gag, and Carstairs and the gorilla, and Christ, it's not in the papers already. He did gags about blokes who go into pubs with newts and white horses and alligators and pet rabbits and mechanical pianos and talking dogs.
I do blind men and bus drivers, prostitutes and poofs, lesbians and lorry drivers, social workers, scaffolders, doctors, dentists, pitmen, pony and vain bloody triloquists.
And if you mention xylophone players, I'll smash your bloody teeth in.
Come on, old sport. Where would we be without a sense of humour?
Germany. Now shut up.
And did he?
No, he didn't. Neither of them did. They went on and on and on until I couldn't take it anymore.
What did you do?
I ate them.
What did he taste like?
Chicken. But that's not the point. The point is, it was Susan who snatched me from the company of the fish I loved and incarcerated me in a tank with a pair of comedians who made Cannon and Ball look funny. And you call me bitter? Look at Martin, straining at the leash. Run, you fool! Run!
So, have you been seeing anyone?
No, no.
No.
How about you?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, what about, Melanie?
Oh, she left the company.
Oh.
Ran off with a bloke called Trevor, who made a fortune in freeze-dried Yorkshire pudding. They're in Bali now on his yacht.
Oh, nice.
How's work?
Oh, I'm up for a promotion.
Oh, great.
Every time the phone goes, I jump about 5 feet in the air. Mm. Look, I've got a couple of things to do in the kitchen. Back in a sec.
Yeah, fine. Hello, boys. How are you doing? Water looks a bit cloudy. Well, hopefully I'll be back soon. And we'll sit around with a drink and laugh about all this. Don't worry, Liam and Anton. There are good times just around the corner. Hello? Oh, hi. Well, yes, yeah, she's cooking me dinner. What? Oh, my God. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, bye. Sue, that was the phone, love.
Okay. No, wait. Don't tell me, all right? Oh, my God, I'm so nervous. No, look, if I got the job, just say yes and cuddle me. If I didn't, break it really, really gently, because I don't think I could take any more bad news right now.
Susan.
Oh, shit! Shit, I didn't get it, did I? Oh, shit, the sugar on it.
Shh, Susan. That was your mum.
Oh.
No, it's your dad. He's had a heart attack.
Well, let's put the kibosh on that.
Has he gone yet?
Martin? Oh, yes, he's gone. Gone to the pub, and she's packing to go back home. And as bloody usual, we're the ones who suffer.
What do you mean?
She'll probably forget to get someone in to feed us. By the time she's back, you'll be nothing but bones.
What about you?
I'll be all right. I'll have eaten you. You know, I always liked the flavour of chicken.
In episode 7 of The Goldfish Bowl, you heard Hamish McColl as Anton and Sean Foley as Liam. Sean Prendergast was Martin and Sarah Parrish, Susan. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Goldfish Bowl is written by Sean Prendergast and directed by Sally Evans.